All right. Well, welcome to the last webinar, the last podcast of the year of 2021. This is a this is going to be a year in review, a recap podcast, and I thought, who better to bring on than the man himself, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Sean Steele.
Well, not only that, that's why we invited Alex, because Alex likes to do a big show. This is a big show, so this is the Sean Steele Law Firm. That's Alex sitting next to me. He's a good guy, very smart. He's learning to speak chiropractic fluently. He's also entered the written area. He's now a regular contributor to Dynamic Chiropractic. And you, right. You don't get to do that on a dime. That's something that takes a lot of experience. Some of his articles have been reprinted. I've done a little better. I mean, I like Dynamic Chiropractic. I love it. But Alex is doing a great job. But now I'm being, I have several articles that was published by Kiplinger, again, about chiropractic and the business of chiropractic law and the business of chiropractic doing well in personal injury. So we've got a lot of good doctors that have joined us. We're very excited. And so we want to get to the heart of the matter. You might even have it. Can anybody call in? Not today.
Yeah. Anybody can call.
Okay. You can call in because it's Zoom. Everybody knows how to use Zoom. You can ask any kind of question, but it has to be about personal injury in California. We have some out people that really want to get into these seminars. We generally discourage outsiders from getting in because we can't tell them what's going on in Arkansas or New Jersey. We probably don't want to know what's going on there, but we'll talk about California, and I get a couple of things. Alice has made a list. I made a list. And so doctors will tell you, in terms of what we're going to be doing with these Zoom seminars in the future, Alex has got a defense attorney that may join us in January. Last time we had an adjuster that did that. No, it was an attorney.
Yeah.
I think she got fired.
She didn't get fired.
Well, okay, but it was greatly discouraged.
She was certainly reprimanded for giving an honest assessment of the defense side and talking to the adjusters, to the docs on the call. And she did a phenomenal job. If you look for it very hard / not that hard, you can probably find that on our podcast. A little plug for our podcast. Anywhere podcasts are online. You could find it on Audible, you can find it on Amazon, you can find it on everywhere, that's iTunes.
Good promotion. Alex, let me ask you a couple of questions. I'm thinking, what is this with MedPay? I mean, we're lucky if 25% of our patients have it. And I swear to you, half the chiropractors don't even try to get the MedPay. And to me, it's just money out the window. And it's just sitting there. Now, MedPay can be hard. It can be difficult. There's barriers, not hard. They're barriers. You got normal MedPay that State Farm and Auto Club sells. You just simply bill them and they send you a check. There's a trap. Sometimes the emergency room gets wind of the MedPay and they steal it all before they even get to your office. So one of the first things we do when we have a patient with MedPay, we'll call a doctor. I call all the doctors. So does Alex. We'll say, hey, we got some MedPay, but they went to the emergency room. Start billing them right away. And we'll call the MedPay ourselves, say, hey, don't write a check to anybody except the chiropractor. That's a real problem when the patient's seen a whole bunch of doctors before they've seen you. One of those doctors will try to take it. The other question is that, well, they send you a lame letter. So it's excess MedPay. Well, excess MedPay means you just simply get a letter from Kaiser, Blue Shield, Blue Cross that you're not a member. And you submitted a bill to them and they rejected it. That rejection will trigger and open up the excess. That means you should be getting paid. Doctor, we have it on our website, seansteele.com. Please look it up. Got a question, let me know.
There's a great story about this. There was one case earlier this year where a doctor, they were billing the MedPay. They got a notice that the MedPay was exhausted. We were like, how's that possible? It's $5,000 in MedPay. The case just started. So we get a... We look into it. It turns out that the MRI facility, who we shall not name, had billed the MedPay some $3,500 for a full value for the MRI. And do you remember what we did? We called the MRI facility and we made them give it back.
Yeah.
We made them give it back because we never paid full value for an MRI. And of course, then we were able to get that money to the chiropractor, ultimately reduce that MRI bill after the case resolved. So that was a fun one.
Looks like we got a question. Let's see what the question is.
What are the best ways to reduce the lien reductions and get paid in full amount? I see many attorneys cutting 40 to 50%. What can I do to help me get paid in full?
Okay.
Doctor,
okay.
Oh, did we pay you to say that? Did somebody?
I know. That's our bread and butter.
I know.
Alex, I'm going to give you, there's multiple answers, but Alex, let's hear your one of many ways of handling that. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? How do you get paid in full from an attorney you don't know?
Well, it all starts with not working with an attorney at the beginning who's not likely to pay you in full. So we have our infamous now 4-point skunk test that we've talked about probably ad nauseum at seminars you may have heard us talk about. But running through it quickly, you want to make sure that you can get an attorney on the phone early on in the case and be able to talk to them, not some paralegal or a case manager, but the actual attorney, talk to them about the case. You want to make sure that you can get your hands on or that the attorney will give you the insurance information, the photographs, the ER records, ambulance records, and all of that sort of stuff that you would need. You need to make sure that that attorney respects chiropractic. One of the ways that we often suggest to do that is to ask if they go to a chiropractor themselves. You got to step in here.
Alex, yeah, let me step in. This is a fundamental question. Too many attorneys have, I won't say all of them, but half the attorneys don't consider chiropractors worthy of being paid. Seriously, they believe that they're just kind of unnecessary adjuncts. Patients kind of like the massage therapy is how they look at it. They don't have fundamental respect for chiropractic or their work.
Right.
So it's a respect issue, and something that we have to take care of is let the attorneys know. And here's one word on this. When they start calling you, or even if they don't call you, they send you a check sometimes. The answer is no, that's not acceptable. I worked hard for this $3,500 or $6,500 bill. I want to get paid in full. Put the burden on them to say, well, we don't have enough money. Well, what do you mean by that? Are you cutting your fee by 50%? That's how it starts. Never take a reduction on the phone. Say, if you got a proposal and we do not like cutting our fees, send it to me in writing, because believe it or not, some attorneys will lie. We have information on that about how to negotiate your fees. There's another class of attorneys that don't even call you to even bother discussing you, that they're not going to pay you at all. So we have a three-step process for getting paid on that. So these are good questions. Email me, SeanSteele@SeanSteele.com. Don't you have an email?
I do. It's much more convoluted. AlexanderEisner@SeanSteele.com.
Oh, Alex. It should be Alex Eisner or Ace. His middle name is literally C. It stands for Capricorn or something. But if your name is, if your initials are ACE, wouldn't you say ace@SeanSteele.com? No, it's Alexander Eisner. But sorry for
yes,
that.
My parents named me Alexander Capricorn Eisner. Very few people know this about me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you still haven't told me what it stands for. So Capricorn will do. Okay. So that's number one. And I appreciate that question for Dr. N, unless you want me to mention your name. Attorneys can do that. And they do it because most chiropractors, like MedPay, they don't even try. They just accept their fate in life, and that's nonsense. So we like that. We like these questions. It's good. If we didn't answer it, ask it another way. We got only a few minutes with it. So MedPay is something that let's just stiffen our backs, get the MedPay, get it working, and contact the MedPay carrier before anybody else. Remember, the first is with the most is usually wins. The huge bill, a huge chiropractic bill. Alex reminded me a couple of cases we've seen in the last 3 years. And there were three bills, each for, well, what were they?
They were all nearly $20,000.
Yeah, well, one was for $17,950. I don't care what it is. If you got a $17,000 bill, you are skating next to the deep abyss where the case is going to go into a terrible hole. The case will never be settled. And the expectations, why should a good doctor expect to get $17,000 from one patient? It violates so many norms and rules. So one excuse we had, well, the patient doesn't want to see any doctors, any other medical doctors. They don't want to get an MRI. They just like the service that I'm giving. And, I can't get rid of them. They keep coming back. Yes, you can. You run the clinic. You know what's appropriate for the patient. And you know darn well that too much care from any provider cannot be good. There's excess in everything in life. And But when you have a bill that's, you know, that high amount of money, nobody's going to pay it. It's going to be, you're going to be disappointed. Patient's going to be disappointed. Maybe not. Maybe the patient figures that they'll scam you and they get all this great extra care and there's all this attention. And they probably know in the back of their minds that, you know, nobody's ever going to pay it, or at least they don't pay it. You know, it's free. It's a lien case. Got to be careful about that.
Well, that's another answer to that question of how to make sure you don't get your bill cut 40 or 50% at the end of a case.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're always sort of assuming that that bill is reasonable, but
right.
One of the keys to being able to ask for 100% of your bill at the end of a case is to make sure that that bill is reasonable while you're working the case out. You got a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 chiropractic bill for 4 to 6 months worth of treatment, front loaded so that there's more visits and more treatment at the beginning, less so toward the end. Really a well-rounded treatment plan for a reasonable injury. I mean, you know, all the things we talk about. Then at the end, you can go back to the attorney and go, look, I billed $4,200. You got a $50,000 policy limit and I want my damn bill paid.
Yeah.
That is step one. If you come in with a $17,000 bill, you very well might be teeing yourself up for a big reduction just because of the size of the bill.
You didn't say teeing, right?
With teeing like a tee shot, like in golf.
Okay, right, we're a little bit conservative. We have really nothing but good high level English and no other kind of vulgar terminology.
No vulgarity.
Here are my arbitrary rules. If your bill gets to $5,000 for any reason, talk to the attorney. It's a good idea. Of course, I'm assuming you're working with a pro chiropractic attorney that understands the philosophy, that has a chiropractor as a friend, but also as a personal doctor. I do, Alex does. That's norm. If they don't ever see a chiropractor, that means they may not believe in chiropractic and they're personal injury lawyers. I kind of wonder what kind of lawyers they are. But the ones that are seeing chiropractors that believe in chiropractic say, hey, look, this patient's got, it was a severe trauma, big accident. he's really still a 6 out of 10. I need to do some more work with them. Yes, I sent him to the MRI. Yes, we got a couple of MD evaluations. And what do you think? And the answer would be, I'm giving you a case, and this is becoming much more likely next year. Well, it's a big commercial policy. For example, Alex had a case where we're suing Elon Musk. Well, not Elon Musk, but SpaceX. Well, that's a lot of insurance there. And, one of their drivers and one of their corporate trucks made a mistake, caused a big accident. So if the person is a big accident and they're older and they've got maybe some serious ongoing problems that have been greatly aggravated, $5,000, sure, that's fine. Let's get him the care that he needs. Make sure that it's also supported by medical doctors who are pro chiropractic. Now, what happens if the bill gets up to $10,000? Well, you immediately put on a spotlight and you put up a couple of flares in the air in the middle of the night and have a serious talk to your attorney and see if it makes any sense. There are special cases, of course, terrible chronic injuries, tremendous amount of ongoing issues. Maybe there's some post-surgical chiropractic physical therapy that you're offering. We've got several cases like that. If the chiropractor is comfortable and has been trained in doing that kind of a physical therapy. So those kinds of situations are special. Well, let's make sure no surprises. We don't like getting out of nowhere a $17,000 bill without any justification, without any notice. It just suddenly shows up one day in our office. And it's a sad story. It just, you want to be pro chiropractic, but you also have to be pro common sense. I've seen cases where the doctor bills more than the insurance. I mean, you got a $15,000 policy and you get a $17,000 bill. What can you do? Now, I got another beef to pay, and I don't know about you, Alex, we got to look at some of these MDs we're working with, and some of them are not very sharp. So I'm going to suggest a cleaning house, and this is what I have to do. We work with a lot of doctors. We have a good list of them that are every kind of specialty you could imagine, most of whom take liens, and most of whom are supposed to be pro chiropractic. But MDs are constantly changing. They're like nomads. Oh, my God. You see them one day, they got 3 offices in Orange County, and next day they're out in the Inland Empire, and they all left Orange County. So some of these doctors are hard to track. And sometimes they're good, they're efficient, they do good work, and then sometimes they get sloppy and lazy. And we've met lots of brand new star doctors that start growing and expanding, and they do great work, but they run into a capacity problem. They're seeing too damn many patients. They have too big of a staff that's not well organized. I want you to fire half your MDs. So start anew, start afresh. I'd be happy to work with anybody on this call. If Dan Oliver or Andrea Smith or anybody else needs a medical doctor in your neighborhood that's pro chiropractic, let me know. Email me, Sean Steele at SeanSteele.com or Alexander Lewinsky Eisner at SeanSteele.com. You can email him. He's easy. And we'll share our information with you. We won't publish it. We won't send it to the whole list because it's got hundreds and hundreds of names. But in exchange, you got to give me the name of one pro chiropractic MD of any specialty that you're working with, so we keep our list refreshed and up to date.
This is crucial. Lately, we have just had a slew of bad luck with some MDs that we thought were good, that we thought were the kind that we were looking for, and then we found some chinks in the armor. I mean, and that tends to happen. Like Sean said, I mean, we'll get reports back from our clients. Yeah, the doctor saw me for 90 seconds. I was evaluated by a PA. The doctor came in and didn't seem to know why I was there or what he was doing with me. I mean, these are, you know, it only takes a couple of minutes with a doctor in a room to completely ruin the trust, not only that doctor would have had with that patient, but then again, the trust that patient, that client now has in our referrals and in the referrals that the chiropractor, I mean, that you are sending your patients to. So it really kind of is an undermining in trust. And that trust exercise, I think, is crucial when the doctors are making referrals to MDs, especially with clients who are concerned, as they should be, with interventional medicine.
Well, there's a lot of doctors, especially pain manager guys, love the needles. They love epidurals. Some patients get benefits. In my experience, if you've got a serious trauma, you got a more mature person, 40 years plus, and he's in acute pain, and he's tried chiropractic for several months, and he still is a, you know, 6, 7 out of 10 in pain, maybe an epidural is appropriate if you think so. Not the lawyer, if you think so. I'm not trained in medicine. And that may be, you know, that may be a good outcome now. Trouble is, in my experience, about works 50% of the time. Half the time, the patient says that, you know, I'm feeling good for about 2 or 3 days, and, you know, 3 or 4 weeks later, they're back in the same pain level. So, and there's a risk. There's always a risk in taking shots, you know, especially an epidural. So I don't like the risk. That always concerns me as well. So I'm very reticent. My advice is, whenever a patient says, Sean, I'm feeling terrible, you know, what about this fusion surgery? He says, well, look, I'm speaking for myself, coming from a chiropractic 3-generation family. My position is, with any kind of surgery, when you're laying in bed and you can't move, maybe it's time to consider it. I mean, it has to be, for me, very, not convenient, but it has to be excruciatingly necessary to do it. There's no other alternative. I've tried therapy, water therapy. I've tried yoga. I've tried acupuncture. Been a consistent chiropractic patient. I saw Leroy Perry Young and, you know, early in my career, and I knew he was in the right office in Lake Street, in Pasadena, because I was sitting next to Wilt Estill Chamberlain. So, well, Chamberlain's seeing Dr. Perry. I must be in the right room. And Perry was one of the first docs that started working in the Olympics. And I had a torn meniscus in my left knee. I still have it. And one chiropractor said, you need surgery. I'm so glad I didn't have surgery. In those days, they opened up the knee. They took out the meniscus. Then there was no protection, bone on bone. It was really gruesome and barbaric medicine at the time. And I went to another chiropractor. He said, yeah, I can fix that. And damn, if I didn't have the most painful adjustment of my life. So Leroy Perry looked at me, I'm laying down, he puts a knee right into my chest, and I have never had pain like that since. And he says, quit acting like a baby and get back here tomorrow morning, and I'll have you dancing in 2 weeks. So for 2 weeks, I went through that amazingly excruciating, painful chiropractic care. Never had the surgery, been able to walk, hike, travel the world. Life is good. So I'm a surgery avoider. I think we got a question here. they don't want to hear my war stories.
They do want to hear them. I want to hear more about how chiropractic worked in the Civil War.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. It was the 60s, not the Civil War.
60s.
You jerk.
Dr. Lamb didn't have a question, just a compliment. She said, Dr. Lamb says that we're more entertaining than the Manning brothers on Monday Night
Football. Now, that's hard. The Manning brothers are good. Although, I think, shouldn't they be in the same room?
Yeah, they're not playing.
I mean, that's weird. They should be in the same room. Of course, it's a little distracting with the Manning brothers because there's a football game going on, and sometimes they don't mention that.
I think it's actually a nice distraction from some of the lesser games.
Okay, I got another issue here. I think this is the year in 2022. If you notice one thing, COVID just stopped all traffic accidents in the country, especially in the first year. When we went through that entire process, you know, people stopped going anywhere, they stopped traveling. And so that's something that is, it's changed. And so we've had a robust, busy year, people out driving again, there's accidents everywhere. And it's quite surprising. So I suspect that it's going to continue to grow, and there's going to be a lot more accidents coming in California throughout the country. We're seeing, lots of freeways being expanded, contracted, and freeways are very unpredictable. That's where a lion's share of our biggest, most tragic accidents are coming from, because there's construction everywhere. We got several of those cases. We're suing Caltrans, and in some cases, by creating a dangerous condition. So that's what we're looking at. So I don't want us to miss the big case. And one thing that has been my personal peeve, whenever a patient has front end damage and the airbag goes off, it's to me, Alex might disagree. Do you disagree?
I don't disagree.
Well, you don't know what I'm going to say.
I do. You're going to say that when that airbag goes off, it is sometimes and oftentimes more destructive than the crash itself.
That's true, but it's also a concussion. 100% of the time, the head is getting pushed around and beat up. And so I consider that potential of being a mild traumatic brain injury a big deal. We really have a subspecialty on that. We've got finest neuropsychs, I should say the most expensive neuropsychs. But we have some very, very fine doctors that can do a good job measuring that. Juries like them a lot. Oh, we only got a couple of minutes here. Alex, I'm going to throw a question to you.
Don't you do that. You know I don't know.
Well, I don't have any idea. Okay. Dr. Frederick is saying, what's your opinion of dynamic SEMG by MyoVision? I don't know, and I will find out. Can you...
Yeah, I mean, we can find out.
Well, no, Dr. Sorensen. Well, no, I know. But, you know, would you screen shoot that? And
Yeah.
Here's my view. Art Croft is a scientist. Art Croft is a doctor I've relied on forever. He claims he's in retirement, but I know he's doing a lot of cases. My view is with technology, anything that's new and expensive that some salesman comes to your office, I want to make sure it's really a mainstream level and that it actually gives you new information that your standard diagnosis techniques would not be able to do. So whatever the new technology is, number one, is it expensive to get a new sort of an MRI or let's say an X-ray or an imaging study or thermography, whatever you call it? If it's a new process, is it really expensive? A few $100, I don't care. That's fine. If it gives you more information about your patient to have a better diagnosis, that's good. But if it's $1,000, $2,000, we've seen so many salesmen go to so many chiropractic offices. If you buy this magic, look at this, this beautiful black box. If you buy this, you can actually penetrate and see the scar tissue that the accident caused on the patient. Well, okay, if it works, if it's got some studies. I found that some of these companies are really not good. They don't last very long. We've seen one era after another. So the answer is, Dr. Redder, I don't know about SEMG. Send me information. I'm always willing to study and look and consider new technology. There's a new PET scan MRI that UCLA is introducing that looks very, very promising. And the MRIs are still the gold standard. And what I like about MRIs, they're insanely cheap. And it's a gold standard. There's not a better imaging that we have that's universally recognized. Okay, we got another one here. So Frederick is going to help me on doing that. We'd love to do it. Costs $300. Got to like that. So Dr. Frederick, I appreciate that feedback. So back to our summation with 4 minutes. No, it's good. And by the way, I'm always open to suggestions like that. Two things I want to express. One, we do a personal injury PI newsletter, which I think most of you get. We have a large readership because we edited it ourselves. Alex has his lit tips, which is kind of fun. He also is doing a whole bunch of videos. And look, become a subscriber. It doesn't cost you any money on YouTube, right? No money. Just say, you know, press a button, subscriber. And we do YouTubes for fun and for free. And we keep them really short, at least I prefer them, between 3 to 5 minutes about certain subject on PI and chiropractic. So look it up, Sean Steele Law Firm. So you'll have that as well. Our podcast, like this one's going to be on YouTube. Obviously, that's going to be 30 minutes. So we'd like you to join us on that. But I'm doing the PI, I'm doing the Christmas edition right now. And I'm looking for a doctor I want to compliment. We like having the Doctor of the Year Award. If you can think of a chiropractor in California that has earned that, doesn't have to be about personal injury, but a great chiropractor that's done something really special and unique, we'd like to honor that doctor. So let me know, Sean Steele at SeanSteele.com, if you've got some nominations. Outside of that, the PI cases are something that you should own. You're the quarterback. You're in charge. These other guys are not in charge. The lawyers are not in charge. You're the one that's responsible for guiding the patient, getting the appropriate care, getting the appropriate medical doctor. Alex, any parting words?
Yeah. You know, 2021 has not been the easiest year for chiropractors. I think it's not been the easiest year for a lot of people, but it's certainly not been the easiest year for chiropractors. And I have been to many chiropractors' offices this year and seen a level of adaptation and overcoming adversity that is just really become a hallmark of chiropractic. And this profession and these practitioners are adapters. They are the people that are like, how can I get my services to people who need them sooner, faster, and to more people? And they did not let a pandemic get in their way, not one bit. The people on this call, I'm looking down the list of the doctors that are listening right now, many of whom I know personally. Sean, you know personally, and we know that they survived and thrived during the pandemic and are going to come out the other side. But it's through, you know, a collaborative process with people who are there to help them. I think anybody who's here and listening to the two of us jabber on together today.
You're jabbering. I'm offering
content. You had more story. I mean, there's some jabbering. But anybody who's here, I mean, I think they can appreciate that, you know, there are attorneys out there, and we like to think we're the only ones, but of course we probably aren't, that are actually trying to do good and work together with chiropractors to make PI cases go smoothly, have it be a lucrative process for the chiropractor, and you know, finding those attorneys, finding those medical doctors, finding those people in 2022 that you can then work with and you know that got you through the hard times that'll hopefully make your life easier in PI as the days and years go on. So that's my parting words for 2021, and I had a great time, you know, with Sean and with a lot of these doctors this year. We just were up in just to toot our own horn. We were just up in Napa accepting Industry Partner of the Year award that we got for some of this work that we do, and we do it, like Sean says, for free and for fun, and it's just I think it's the best thing you can do to give back to the industry that does almost everything for our clients.
Okay. On that note, doctors, appreciate you tuning in. We like to keep it short. We do believe that good doctors would want to belong to the California Chiropractic Association, now called CalChiro. There's a new generation in charge. They're the only ones to really care about, you know, you getting free meals a day and having a roof over your head and your practice being successful. So we support them. We're members of the CCA, something, you know, we'll be doing seminars. We got 3 planned. We're actually going to do real life seminars, looking at real people, talking to real doctors. So we got 1 planned in the Inland Empire, 1 in Los Angeles, 1 in the San Fernando Valley. What's the 3rd one?
They may have to go to SeanSteele.com/4doctors and take a look at where we will be speaking next, yeah, which is also where you can buy your tickets Dr. Lamb, this has been the Sean and Capricorn PI show. It may be into the future. I want to wish everybody a happy holidays, a happy new year. We will see you in 2022 with a whole fresh new lineup of podcast speakers. Until then, thank you very much for listening and good night.
Merry Christmas.